This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
There's something so special about writing a letter to someone, or perhaps even better, receiving a letter. I'm joined by Mia Campbell, founder of the Letterbox Project, who's using the power of letters for a very special reason. Hi, Mia. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Georgia. Thanks for having me on the program.
Firstly, what is the Letterbox Project all about and how did it get started?
Yep, all right. The Letterbox Project is quite simple, really. It's just the idea that we can all send handwritten letters to people who might be isolated and lonely. The idea that those of us who are lucky to be healthy and surrounded by our families can gift our time to someone whose experience might be more challenging. And it's a really simple process, but very impactful. People can register to write letters and people can register to receive letters, or you can be nominated to receive letters. So once someone's nominated to receive a letter, we allocate them to a writer and it goes from there. And I started this project about 6 weeks ago at the height, or when the pandemic first really took hold in Australia. I started the project. I had the motivation after thinking about my late grandfather. He would have found this experience awfully challenging. He was 95 when he passed away and he lived alone. He couldn't engage with technology. So I kept thinking about him and how the restrictions would have really distressed him. And then I realised there would be so many other people in that situation and just wanted to try and help them.
What's the effect that you've seen on older Australians in particular receiving these letters?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. It's just, I think visibility and value is the effect that it's giving to them, and just connection. And they're the things we're trying to do. Some of the feedback has been beautiful. We had a call last week from a lady, an 85-year-old lady on the coast. She's an ex-intensive care nurse, and she had a letter written to her by a young family on the Central Coast. And she called last week and said thank you. She explained that she couldn't write back because she had quite bad Parkinson's, but she wanted to pass on her thanks. And she said, her quote was, "Tell the little girl I'll keep her picture forever." So I think it's just the time it takes to write these letters is making older Australians and the people who are receiving them feel like someone's put some effort in and thought about them.
Writing letters to a complete stranger can seem like a bit of an odd task, a bit of something that's a little unnatural. Do you have any ideas for people who might be stuck on what to write in their first letter?
Absolutely. So what happens when someone is nominated to receive a letter, whether a care facility, aged care facility nominates their residents or whether family nominates someone, we ask them to give us a bit of an indication about the person's interests or hobbies. So, for example, we had a 102-year-old male in a nursing home in Queensland. He was nominated to receive a letter and he was described as being an avid gardener. So we matched him with a young family, a young farming family from Burren Junction in New South Wales, and they were able to tailor the letter perfectly to him. They wrote a beautiful letter about their farm garden and all their struggles with the drought and bore water, and they sent him photos of the garden and the children did drawings. So each letter is really tailored to the person, and we give the writer some great facts about the person to help them.
For those who want to get involved, Mia, how can they do so?
Yeah, quite easily. So you can head to our website, which is www.connectedau.com.au, and there's a really simple registration form on there to receive a letter or to write a letter. It's very simple. For people who might need a bit more help, you can actually go to COTA, the Council for Older Australians, and they've actually offered to help sign people up, help register people, and our project is on their websites. And you can also go to the new national COVID-19 Older Persons Support Line. So there's a hotline that's been made, and we've been included into that. So anybody can call that hotline and the operator will help register them over the phone.
Fantastic. Mia Campbell there, founder of the Letterbox Project. Thank you so much for joining me on Hope.
Thank you very much for having me.
This project is absolutely taking off. Only 6 weeks old and already 5,000 people around the country taking part. I encourage everyone, especially aged care facilities, nursing homes, get involved, get your residents registered for this wonderful initiative. You can visit connectedau.com.au to get involved.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.